A bipartisan group of state lawmakers is making the case for a Final Five voting system in Wisconsin that would change how we elect U.S. Senate and House representatives. Final Five voting, it's a two-part process. First, all the candidates in the primary would run on a single ballot regardless of party affiliation. Then in the general election, voters would use a ranked choice voting ballot to pick their first choice, second choice, third, so on. A similar bill was introduced in the Wisconsin legislature back in 2021. Didn't make it out of the Senate Elections Committee, but our next guests are hoping a bipartisan push could finally bring the legislation to the governor's office to be signed into law. If that happened, Wisconsin would become the third state in the nation to use ranked choice voting in at least some elections. State Senator Jeff Smith is a Democrat representing Senate District 31. That includes most of the city of Eau Claire and the surrounding area. Senator Smith, thanks for joining us today.
I appreciate being here.
And State Representative Ron Tussler is a Republican representing Assembly District 3 near the Fox Valley area. Representative Tussler, thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here.
All right, before we get to the why, I want to break down the nuts and bolts here. I'll ask each of you to take a part of the process. Representative Tussler, talk us through how this primary would work a little more.
Yeah, well, you don't need a primary unless you have more than five candidates. But if you have five candidates, we skip the primary and we go straight to the general. So when you went to that general election, you would see five different candidates, both Republicans and Democrats, and then you'd be ranking your preferences on that five. If you have more than five, then that's when a primary would be necessary to remove the least likely candidates to win in that general.
And Senator Smith, at no point here are we seeing a Democratic primary, a Republican primary, or what have you. Everybody's all in the same shebang?
That's how it works. It's one primary. You vote for one candidate from an office, but it couldn't be from any party. And it really encourages independents and others to run for office and encourages voters to be able to vote for the person that they really actually aligned with best.
And Representative Tussler, where this gets a little more complicated is in that general. As you mentioned, we've got the ranked choice. We've seen it happen. There was a prominent one in Alaska, for example. As a voter, what are we going to see on the ballot? And then what is the clerk going to do with my ranked choices?
Yeah, so right now when you vote on a general election, you get to vote between these different candidates and you just pick one. And that's all the information we find. We find maybe you like the Green Party candidate the most, or maybe you like the Republican Party candidate most. That's the only information we're getting from the voter. But with this, with the ranked choice system, you know, and with this Final Five system, what you're going to get is a little bit more information. We find out who your number one choice is still. And if your number one choice gets the majority of votes, that's the person that wins. But if that person doesn't get a majority, then we like start looking at your second place preference. So we say, okay, well, maybe you like this person the most, but they're not going to get a majority. Now let's look at how your second place people did. And now we get to use kind of those preferences to find out, you know, which person really didn't just get the most number one votes, but kind of has the most trust and consensus from the whole community.
Senator Smith, I can hear maybe a local election clerk getting a little nervous hearing about this. Like, this sounds, elections are already kind of complicated as it is. Is this going to be even more complicated? Is this going to add cost and pressure on local election officials?
Well, not necessarily. That shouldn't be the case. The machines that are being used to count votes now are already able to handle this sort of idea of instant runoff voting, and so it shouldn't be a problem at all.
Representative Tussler, this would be the U.S. Senate races and then our House races we have in each district every 2 years. Why just those two federal legislative races?
Well, one of the really interesting things is that this idea, this Final Five idea, came from a Democrat Representative Catherine Gale, and she wrote a book called The Political Industry with Congressman Mike Gallagher, who's a congressman up where I'm at in Appleton. And Mike Gallagher wrote the foreword of this, and he would be one of the first people that would be on this ballot, assuming he runs for Congress again. So this is something that, you know, that has some, you know, broad consensus among the people that might actually be on the ballot. So I think that's exciting, and that's, you know, a good reason why we're kind of focused on this, is that this is an idea that, you know, two representatives from different parties went to Congress and came back with on a way to solve some of the incentive problems that we have in government right now. I mean, there's an incentive just in government in general, to try to really focus on your primary voters. And if we had one election where we brought everybody together and we didn't need these primaries, you'd have a situation where, you know, folks would have a different set of incentives. Instead of trying to just make primary voters happy, they have to think about everybody.
Talking to Representative Ron Tussler, a Republican, and State Senator Jeff Smith, a Democrat. They are bipartisan sponsors of this legislation we're talking about, a final five voting for congressional and U.S. Senate races here in Wisconsin. Senator Smith, let's talk about more about the incentives that Representative Tussler was just talking about. On a practical level, how do you see this wide open primary, then the final five voting, maybe changing that incentive structure for someone from our current whoever does the best in their district system?
It changes a lot. It changes the way candidates talk about their campaigns and with their voters. I like giving telling the story of a voter who told the story that, you know, a candidate came to their door and said, "Hey, I'd like to have your vote," and the person said, "Well, I already have your opponent signed in my yard." And he said, "Yeah, but how about if I got your second place vote?" And that just demonstrates that, you know, you can't be mouthing off about your opponent or you got to be focused on the issues. You need to attract your voters by the issues and your values you stand for, and because you want to get their second choice or their third choice. To be able to satisfy that, so you're taking away that incentive of satisfying the very extreme ends of the spectrum, and instead focusing on the everyday voter.
Representative Tussler, as I mentioned a couple times, this is a bipartisan bill. We've got you two and other Democrats and Republicans behind it. I think there's a natural tendency, especially these days, anytime anybody talks about changing elections, the suspicion that, is this some kind of trap? Is this a thing that's going to help the other side and hurt us? Can you make the case that no, in fact, either party would still be competitive in this system?
Yeah, so, you know, that's a really good point. And it is, I think, one of the primary concerns that we run against when we're talking about such an influential change. I mean, this really would be a big difference in the way some folks are voting. It would take education. It would take experience. You know, I mean, it would just be a different system. But, you know, we really just have to use our brains sometimes, and we have to try to figure out how can we make the system better. I mean, Americans just agree in general that you know, the federal government, certainly is not doing very well representing our interests. And, you know, there's very few Republicans or Democrats that are very satisfied with how things are going in D.C. And this is just an opportunity for us to, you know, try something new and try something different. And it's not like it's not done in other states. I mean, if you look at, for example, Alaska, some folks are concerned about the fact that Sarah Palin lost with this with a ranked choice system. It wasn't final five, but with a ranked choice system. And while they have that concern, I think they kind of forget what Alaskan politics were at the time. I mean, 90-some percent, like 98 or some very large percentage of Alaskans already had an opinion of Sarah Palin. But over 70% of them didn't like her. Weren't going to vote for her when she entered that campaign. But in that same election, that same ranked choice election in Alaska, Alaska elected Republicans, you know, throughout the board other than Sarah Palin. So you have a situation where, you know, folks get concerned about that. But we already have places that are doing it, and we're not seeing that these elections, this is somehow being manipulated, you know, to help one party over another. And you know, if we were seeing that, then there wouldn't be a lot of interest on whatever party was disadvantaged. And we got such good bipartisan support on this that clearly it's not as big of a concern once you look at the details.
Let's bring on a caller. Jeff is with us in Superior. Jeff, hi.
Yeah, I have a question about the final five ranked. You have some voters who won't choose a number one. So, for example, a candidate could get most of the number one votes, but another candidate could get most of the number two votes. So who would win that election? The person who got the most number two votes, which might be more, like 13,000, than the guy or person who got the number one vote, which might be only 10,000. Who would win that election?
Jeff, thanks for the call. Senator Smith, as I understand it, you're first looking at who wins the number one votes.
Well, how do I want to answer this question? That can't happen. I mean, if you're only going to vote for one candidate, that's your number one choice. You can't skip a number one choice to take a number two choice. I mean, that just doesn't happen. But the person who gets more than 50% of the votes overall wins. It could be the first round, it could be the second round, it could be the third round, but whatever. Whenever someone gets over 50%, that's the winner of the election in a instant runoff.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. So one big question here is you two and your colleagues are looking at changing things for federal legislators in Congress and the U.S. Senate. How about your own gigs in the state legislature, Representative Tussler? Would you look, if you got through this first step, at ranked choice for the state legislature?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of one of those things where we would, you know, make sure that before we have everything on one ballot, we'd kind of learn from this, you know, system first. I think that a lot of the concern, the problems and concerns people are nervous about would be resolved, you know, pretty fast once they understand what this means and that we're just collecting more information. So, you know, once it worked, you know, why not move it to the other, you know, different bodies in Wisconsin. I mean, what we're doing is we're collecting more information and just doing elections in a better way. You know, there's no reason not to do that.
Senator Smith, what are you hearing from your legislative colleagues who haven't signed on? Are you getting interest from the Democratic caucus in either chamber on this?
Yeah, well, we've only just begun to circulate this bill this session. And so we don't really know who or how many of our colleagues will be signing on. So that's a tough question to answer at this point, but I would like to add to what Representative Tussler just said, and that is that I would love to see this this form of elections go through all of our offices, including the state offices. But the fact is, this is the way we want to start by like you said, experimenting with the federal offices, because fact is, it's a lot easier for our colleagues to affect the federal offices and see how it works rather than immediately affecting our own offices. Let's just be honest about that. There's a little bit of we want to be very pragmatic about, we want to be sure that they're not too worried about this system won't work. I expect it to work, and I expect that once they see that it works in the federal level, we will all be happy to include all of our offices.
And Representative Tussler, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I would second that. I think that obviously is a concern as well.
And briefly, Representative Tussler, as we wrap up, your party controls both chambers and the committees and what goes to a vote. Are you getting, and this didn't happen last time this was tried a couple of years ago, are you getting any positive buzz from your own party?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we expect to have I'm on campaigns and elections, so I'm hoping to get an opportunity to explain this. I'm confident that Chairman Krug will give me a hearing. And we've also communicated with the chairman on the Senate side, Knodel, and we're confident he's going to say yes, too. So, you know, we're going to get through this committee hearing stage. And, you know, that's when a lot of folks will start solidifying their opinion. And we've got to win those people over if we're going to get past the committee hearing stage. So that's our focus right now. But, you know, when you have a good idea, you expect it to work.
We'll leave it there. Representative Tussler, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Senator Smith, thanks for being with us.
Oh, I appreciate this. Thank you.
Been talking to Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith and Republican State Assembly Representative Ron Tussler. They are co-authors of a new bipartisan bill in the Wisconsin State Legislature. It would bring nonpartisan primaries and ranked choice voting to congressional elections here in Wisconsin.